Episode of the Business of Inner Peace. I'm so excited. You guys are in for such a treat. This week, we have Dr. Tara Perry with us. She is a clinical hypnotherapist and a doctor of acupuncture and Chinese medicine. She specializes in core trauma transformation, helping people get to the root of their biggest block, connect to their authentic selves, and thrive in deep, confident peace. For 25 years, Dr. Perry has successfully treated celebrities, Olympians, first responders, world record holders, doctors, scientists, teachers, parents, and children. She's been featured on Lifetime Television, the Los Angeles Times, Fox Sports West, Cosmed Magazine, and more. For 10 years, Dr. Perry taught at the number one acupuncture college in California. And in 2000, she was chosen to be the first acupuncture teacher at the famous Arthur Ashe Center at UCLA. Dr. Perry hosts her own podcast as well, which you can find on all major platforms, and it's called Next Level Healing. So grab a cup of tea or coffee and let's get cozy and have a fantastic conversation.
Welcome to the Business of Inner Peace. I'm your host, Erin Jean, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's pretend we're sitting in my living room enjoying a cup of coffee or tea and getting to know each other just a little better. That's what I love. I love getting to hear your story. I love feeling connected by the spirit of understanding that our stories bring. Today, I'm sharing some of my story, but I hope someday soon you'll be telling me yours. Listen, I know that you're feeling overwhelmed with life and nothing is exactly how you'd like it to be. Your marriage is not what you hoped for. Motherhood is harder than you imagined, and you've lost yourself somewhere in the mix of responsibilities. Well, if you're ready to bring some more peace and joy into your life, reconnect with God who made you, and start living a life you love, then grab your cup of coffee or tea, and let's dive into today's show.
Welcome, Dr. Tara. I'm super excited that you're here today. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. It's great to be here with you. I'm glad that we're both so fascinated with the subconscious mind.
Yeah, I'm literally like chills all over the body, geeking out because this is one of my favorite things to talk about. Have you ever seen those prompts where it's like, what could you talk about for an hour without doing any research? And I'm like, oh, the subconscious mind.
love it.
Right? Because it's so much fun.
Yeah. So scientists now know that 90 to 95% of our brain is subconscious. That's a big wake up call right there. And then our conscious mind is only processing 40 bits of information per second, while our subconscious mind is processing 40 million bits per second. So that kind of takes the guesswork out of why we want to be a certain way and then often aren't that way. And we can't figure out why. It's like, why do I know I should be this way, but I keep doing something that's the opposite of that? It's pretty empowering when you start interfacing with that part of us.
Yeah, it's so empowering. And it was the key for me and the aha of like, oh, this is why I've been stuck in trauma and doing these patterns. And it's why I do what I do now and sharing this with others, because I think it's the key for healing for everyone. But before we dive into all of that, I want to know, how did you end up here? Tell us a little bit about your story. How'd you end up in this healing space?
So right from the very beginning, I was exposed to and I could see the power of holistic medicine. My dad was on the board of the Price Pottinger Foundation, which is a very famous nutritional foundation worldwide, still going strong today. And he actually contributed some money that ended up revealing what omega-3 oils were. So I was like prescribing these to my patients before, you know, any cardiologist had even heard them. And now, of course, they're common knowledge. And it's just sort of, I have to scratch my head that, you know, after decades of doing this, that there's so many things that are available that it just takes so long for them to get into mainstream medicine. You know, bioidentical hormones was another one, and probiotics. I mean, when I was talking about probiotics decades ago. I mean, people just thought it was the weirdest sounding weird word. It's like, well, we know what an antibiotic is, but what the heck is a probiotic? And now, you know, they're putting it in pet food now. So I have to scratch my head and go, why do I get this information, you know, decades before it hits mainstream? I love Dr. David Perlmutter. He teaches doctors all over the world. He wrote Grain Brain and Drop Acid, which are international bestsellers. But he says it takes 18 years typically for good information to get into mainstream medicine. Well, when you want help, that's kind of a long time to wait.
Yeah, unacceptable.
So I actually graduated from UCLA in the communications business, went to work in the entertainment business, and ended up at the leading talent agency in Hollywood. And honestly, my soul just didn't feel satisfied. I was there for a couple of years, and both the head of the company and one of the major department heads wanted me to work for them. And we had lawyers and MBAs working in the mailroom for minimum wage from Harvard and Stanford because the competition to get into this place was so severe. But I just felt like I looked around and I'm like, I'm not seeing a lot of happy people. I just don't see how I'm going to deeply contribute to the lives of others if I continue on this path. It just didn't feel right in my soul. So I called up my homeopath one day because I knew he was healing people and helping them have a better, freer quality of life. And I said, what would I do if I want to do what you do? And when he told me, it's like the lights went on. I mean, it's the craziest thing. It was just that sudden epiphany, like when you know what you know what you know. And it was very strange because here I was leaving a place that everybody wanted to get into. And I was off, you know, studying acupuncture and nutritional medicine. I went to China for a year and studied at one of the top five traditional Chinese medical hospitals. And this was 2 years after Tiananmen Square. So it was a different world there. It was very, very third world, you know, and I was in a city with 9 million Chinese and only about 100 foreigners. So they would literally surround you 10 people deep in order to just have a conversation with you because they didn't have any ability to practice their English otherwise. And so it was a very exciting time. I learned a ton. It was great to go to the source of where acupuncture was taught and really, you know, debunk a lot of the myths that go around about acupuncture. Acupuncture is a fabulous modality. It can reverse paralysis. It can, you know, orthopedic issues. That was one of my favorite things to work on. So if people had a herniated disc, I was very good at reversing all of the conditions of that rather quickly. Bell's palsy was another thing that I treated a lot. Helping women get pregnant, reducing pain, reducing quality of life. And then fortunately, before COVID hit, because of one of my patients who had come in who was heavily traumatized, she was doing this type of therapy and was very excited about what it was doing for her. And I called up the person she was doing it with and traded services with her and was blown away because this was taking hypnotherapy to a whole different level. And I had already seen the two top hypnotherapists in Los Angeles because I was curious about what they were doing and wanted to be able to refer intelligently to them and confidently. But this, again, was just something very unique and very different. So once I found out I was very good at helping people go into their subconscious mind and reprogram it, find those deep, painful blocks that often have been blocking people their entire lives. And, you know, and it's not just people that we think of as not high functioning. There's a lot of very high functioning people that are deeply traumatized at some level. Some very successful people, you know, don't feel worthy. They suffer with anxiety or depression or imposter syndrome. And so across the board, just being born on planet Earth, you know, the birth process is quite traumatic. It's really funny because some people have, you know, major traumas like being born into a family where there's alcoholism or drug abuse or physical abuse. And sometimes it's really minor, like just not feeling loved or accepted by a parent that wasn't available or was critical one day. It can be really silly little things that end up being blocks. I worked with a very qualified oral surgeon, and she didn't feel comfortable asking for money, even though she was incredibly qualified at what she did. And we just went back and took care of the root of the problem. She was doing homework with her sister, who was even more brilliant than she was, and her father said something that was just a bit disparaging, and, you know, he was probably tired or whatever, short-tempered, I don't know. And it doesn't really matter what actually happened. It matters what was cemented into her memory, but what got cemented in was that she wasn't worthy. So all we did was rewire that, and it was simple to do. And I called her up 2 months later and I said, hey, how's it going with that ability, you know, inability to ask for what you're worth? And she says, oh my God, I go home with more energy. I'm a better wife. I'm a better parent. And I said, dollar wise, what's it worth to you to be able to ask for what you're worth? She says, about $10,000 a month.
Yes. That is so cool. And you're right. It is fascinating because we tell ourselves a story, and maybe it's because in the entertainment world, right? It's big stories of these that have changed people's lives in the way of trauma. But I've found the same thing that working with people, it could be something as simple as the dress that you wore to fourth grade one day created a reaction amongst your classmates that made you feel a certain way. And then that begins shaping an idea in your mind about who you are and what you deserve. And, you know, nobody thinks of just, oh, that one outfit you wore in fourth grade is so traumatic.
Yeah, it's really crazy. Sometimes people have an inkling of what's going on, and other times it's something completely out of left field. I worked with a gallerist in Switzerland, and again, it was, I mean, this is not like the majority of my work is people that can't ask for money. She was a lawyer and, you know, was fine asking for money when she was a lawyer, but as a gallerist, she just didn't feel okay about it. It was just a big struggle. She wasn't able to ask for what her clients were worth, and she was completely shocked at where that was embedded in. She says, I never would have gotten there with my conscious mind. And then once we rewired it, she was then selling paintings for $30,000 and $40,000 and having a great time.
Yay. That's so cool. Oh, I just love this. I just love it so much. So how can we, what would you say as like a starting point to the listening audience that's out there for how do you start delving into this and being curious? I know what I would say, but I want to hear what you would say.
You know, there's so many resources out there. The caution would be you can get drowned in all of these and not, you know, actually start implementing anything. But yeah, get curious. And, you know, there's so many podcasts out there. I've done 8 live Dr. Joe Dispenza events. I love what he's doing in terms of measuring heart and brain coherence. And the outcomes that are coming from this in terms of healing, people's blood is improving, becoming more impervious to illness, people's microbiomes. I was in his microbiome study 2 years ago. So in a week long of just intensive meditation, you have a measurably better microbiome. And in the holistic world, you know, you can see a holistic doctor for a year and take all kinds of supplements and sometimes not move the needle at all, but the vast majority of the people that just showed up and did the meditations, whether they thought they were doing them correctly or not, all got massive, measurable, positive improvement. And he's measuring brain waves. And what's really great about that is that the science is mirroring what the theories are, which is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I just sort of had this thought pop in my head. My audience is predominantly of the Christian faith, and a lot of this stuff freaks them out.
Oh my God, I am so glad you said that, because I was just a guest on one of my clients' podcasts, and as soon as he told me, and this was about 10 months ago, that he wanted to do this, I was encouraging him, but he started a show called The Conscious Christian, specifically for people that, you know, share that dilemma, like, you know, well, what's okay for me to do and what's in line with, you know, the teachings of Jesus and what isn't? Because Jesus, as you know, said, you will do greater things than I. And, you know, he was all about having faith and not living in fear. But he also said, and this is something we talked about on his podcast, you know, you will know them by their fruits. So if a system is producing, you know, more empowered, healthier, more well-balanced, more generous, more kind, you know, more free individuals that are contributing to the planet and their communities, that's a pretty good outcome.
Absolutely. It's a great outcome. I think that, you know, I say that same thing, like if it's working and creating good, then it has to come from God, because God is the creator of good. But what has helped me is to understand a lot of it on a scientific level. So I'd love to hear, how would you explain scientifically what's happening with hypnotherapy, just to sort of help ease this idea that you're maybe participating with an evil entity? I think that's the fear.
Super grateful you asked that question, because it really shouldn't be called hypnosis. It should be called unhypnosis. Because truly what got cemented in there is I would call that an evil thought. If you believe that you are less than, if you believe that you are unworthy, if you believe that good things are not available to you, if you are self-punishing, you know, Jesus didn't teach that. He didn't say, you know, hide in a box and beat yourself up on a regular basis. You know, he said, oh, ye of little faith, you know, there's plenty here for you, but you have to not be shutting the door every time opportunity, you know, wants to come through. You know, I love in the book of Matthew, you know, knock and the door shall be open, you know, seek and you shall find, and ask and you shall, and it shall be given. So, but you actually need to do those things and allow those things to occur without subconsciously blocking them. So on a real simple level, there's four brainwave states, alpha, beta, delta, theta. We're in beta right now, so we can be aware of all kinds of things going on around us. When we're in alpha, that's a more relaxed state. The brainwaves have slowed down. These are all natural states. We're drifting in and out of them, you know, in every 24-hour cycle. If you're dozing or daydreaming, you're in that low alpha state. If you're watching television, you're in a low alpha state. If you're concentrating on something, if you're meditating, if you're praying, you know, in a relaxed state, you're in that nice low alpha state. So that's the state where you have better access to your subconscious mind. So if you're working with somebody who understands how the subconscious mind works, you can ask questions when you're in that delicious, relaxed state, and then you'll start to have answers pop up that wouldn't pop up in a stressed out beta state. So I always tell people it's like sitting in a movie theater. You might see things, you might hear things, you might remember things. There are no wrong answers. That's another beauty of this. It's just what's going on with you. It's your feelings, your emotions. How are you interfacing with the world? So whether it's stress or anxiety or fear or feeling not enough, feeling empty. Sometimes when people have had a really tough past, sometimes they feel numb. You know, they really just can't feel anything. So that's what we start with in those situations. You know, I've worked with high-performing men who, you know, they just, and men in particular, they're just told to stuff their feelings, just, you know, focus on what needs doing, be the provider, you know, focus on three dimensions. But our feelings are the most real thing we have, and you can't stuff them indefinitely.
Yeah. You feel confident to say this has nothing to do with an evil entity.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. 10,000%. In fact, I tell people, look, if you don't like the word hypnosis, let's just call it a relaxed conversation. And right in my slide deck presentation that I share with people, if people are interested in working with me, they can just go on my website and consulttara.com and answer a few questions to find out what it is that's troubling them, how long it's been troubling them for, you know, what that's been costing them mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually in their lives. And then, you know, what would it feel like to be free from that? But in the slide presentation I do on Zoom with anybody that's interested in seeing if this is a good fit for them, and that's a totally no pressure call. If it feels right to you, great. If it doesn't feel right, I am more than happy to give you any resource that feels correct for you. But if the word hypnosis is scary, we just call it a relaxed conversation. I can't make you think anything you don't want to think or believe anything you don't want to believe. In fact, throughout the process, I'm saying, did I get that correct? Is that correct for you? Because it doesn't matter if it's correct for me. It's the person I'm working with and their subconscious mind, their big, beautiful, amazing, powerful subconscious mind. So we want it to get leverage in the subconscious mind. You want to have it be 100% true for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for answering that. I just think sometimes people need to hear things a few times, and they also need to hear it in a different way. And I think that's what you could offer today, because I'm right there with you.
And fear is probably the biggest obstacle that prevents people from seeking and receiving healing, which is really too bad. You know, that isn't, Jesus didn't say run around in fear all the time. You know, he encouraged you to have faith and, you know, when you didn't have faith, he would say, you know, oh, ye of little faith.
Yeah. Well, in fact, he says very clearly, fear is not from God. And so I think whenever there is fear, that's an invitation to look at the why. Why is there fear? And what are you believing or not believing about something? And just be more inquisitive, ask questions when there is fear. But yeah, there seems to be, I have to go find that person's podcast because that sounds really interesting to me. There seems to be a rash of Christians sort of diving into this space of just labeling a lot of really helpful resources as evil. And it saddens my heart. And I personally believe like that is the work of the enemy, because all of these things can bring healing and goodness to your life. And if the enemy of your soul could keep you from that, what better way to keep you from not being like joyful, vibrant, full of life, and really shining the way that God created us to shine? You know, I feel like if you look around at Christians today, there's really not a lot appealing about this group of people. They don't stand out to me as being something amazing, that they clearly have something different happening. They seem to be just as like a blanket judgment, right? And I'm talking about myself because I'm a Christian. A group that is very like hateful and judgmental and like judging everything in the world instead of being loving and curious and inviting. So
I'm so glad you're saying this. I'm thrilled to introduce you to, his name is Matthew Ace Haggerty. And I'm thrilled to introduce you guys. I'm sure you guys are going to be guesting on each other's podcasts.
I would love it. You know, it's so funny when you're in this space where you don't feel like you belong anywhere, which I realize this happens to a lot of us in life, right? But it's like, I don't fully belong in this spiritual woo-woo world because not everything matches there. I don't fully belong in this Christianity world because not everything matches there. I'm sort of a bridge. I'm this middle thing, and I've not heard a name for it. So when you said conscious Christian, I'm like, oh, maybe that's the name for what I am.
Well, I'm absolutely thrilled that you're broadcasting in this space because I think it's really important. And I think there's a lot of room for a lot of just delicious elevation.
Yeah. And again, I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything, but I am here to help invite you to ask good questions. And I think when we have just someone who is as educated as you and knows so much about all the science, you're the perfect person to ask good questions. So I'd love to talk a little bit about what you touched on, this modality that was helping with trauma. Would you be willing to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I'm a little bit of a hybrid. I've trained with a number of interesting people on the planet. I would say some of the best people on the planet. I trained personally with Marissa Peer, who won the Best Therapist of Britain Award, and several others. I've done 8 live events with Dr. Joe Dispenza. And Tony Robbins, whether you love him or not, there's a reason he gets $1 million for 8 hours of his time, because he really understands the mind and how to, you know, find out what's blocking somebody's path to achievement and fixing that. So I definitely have learned a lot from the hundreds of hours I've spent studying what he does as well. Plus, I've got, you know, 23 years of acupuncture and nutritional medicine, which is all mind, body, spirit related as well.
Yeah. So are you predominantly just working in this hypnotherapy space, or do you still do acupuncture?
The reason I'm just working with the subconscious mind right now is because the results have been so incredibly fast. I just worked with somebody who had 40 years of back pain, and he's on my podcast. I think it went up about 4 weeks ago, but he had been in a motorcycle accident, broken his spine, and had 40 years of back pain. He was all excited when he found I was an acupuncturist. And I said, you know what? You've done acupuncture. You've done chiropractic. Why don't we just go to the subconscious mind, find out what's blocking the healing in the first place? Because if you break your femur, which is the thickest bone in your body, that should be healed better than ever in 8 weeks if there's nothing in the way. So he said, great, sign me up. And we did the first session. By the second session, 90% of his back pain was gone.
Wow. That is amazing.
Lots of people with migraines and headaches. I've had people with chronic debilitating daily seizures that were actually sent by their doctor. And in, you know, two or three sessions, that just wasn't there anymore. I've had people who had developed a choking disorder because they were attacked by a dog and had to go through six jaw surgeries. That person's also on my YouTube channel, but she was in fear of having more surgeries, losing more teeth. She had three young children. She, every time she ate, she was in fear of going to the hospital. And needless to say, this was just a huge burden on the family. And she cried in her first session. She's like, oh my gosh, this is the answer. And after the three sessions, she just didn't have the problem anymore.
That is so cool. Yeah, it is amazing when you delve into what's going on in the subconscious mind, the healing that can come from it. So are you strictly doing hypnotherapy, or are you incorporating things that you've learned from these other practitioners?
Right now, I'm just doing the hypnotherapy. I mean, if somebody needs, you know, help with how to eat right or, you know, lifestyle issues, I also recommend a large variety of books if somebody is stuck on a particular topic and they want relief in that area. And different people need different levels of homework. Some people are very, very busy with going through graduate courses or running businesses. And for those people, they may just be listening to the, after we do the 2-hour session, a pathway becomes clear from where somebody is to where they want to go. So neurons that fire together, wire together, that's Donald Hebb's law. Anybody that studies trauma knows that. So the trick is to get those unfiring and wiring while you start to fire and wire the neurons that are in the direction that you do want. I always say people are like an iPhone 14 operating on iPhone 4 technology, and the trick is just to flip that around. And once the subconscious mind can see that its current patterning is out of date, it's a fearful, scary, painful place to be, then it'll be willing to let it go. But it needs that very clear, easy pathway from where it is to where it wants to go. And that's different for different people. So I make them a customized audio tape that they listen to each and every day in between sessions to get that pathway from where they are to where they want to go.
And do you ever do anything where you're bringing in like somatic work, like bringing the body into that as well? Or do you find that just the audio is enough?
If somebody needs that kind of work, I'm referring out for the physical stuff. Although, you know, the whole mind body spirit connection is all tremendous. I love what Wim Hof is doing with cold therapy. I love breath work. I just interviewed a fellow who recovered from being a paraplegic once and a quadriplegic once. He and I are doing a masterclass together April 15th at 12 noon Eastern. So that's also, I can shoot you a link to that. You know, his story is extraordinary. And he used literally breath work to recover his body. He also ended up going through yoga teacher training to, you know, bring that whole physicality component into his healing. But now he's teaching the military how to do it.
That is so cool. I literally just finished a 4-week course on Wim Hof, doing cold plunging and learning the breath work. And I geek out about the breath work part because when you think about what all of the body functions, right, that the subconscious is running, breath is one of them, right? But it's one of the only ones that we can really bring across into the conscious mind as well, where we can say, oh yeah, I want to breathe faster. I want to breathe slower. It's much harder to tell your liver to process things quicker, right? It doesn't
respond. Breath work is super powerful. I have a masterclass that anybody who does my program, they meet once a week and we talk about all kinds of things. Breath work is something we talk a lot about. And I definitely provide people any and all resources they need for that.
That is awesome. I'm like, I highly recommend it. People go and connect with her and do some breath work because it's really a powerful modality. Well, what would you add? What else would you want to say to just someone that's struggling and they feel like just depleted because they keep trying over and over and they tell themselves it's a willpower thing. Right. And then they beat themselves up like, I didn't have enough willpower to make this change. What would you say to that person?
I love that question. I always tell people, look, it's not your fault. The only problem is you weren't born with a manual to your mind. None of us were. And if you're doing the same things, good Lord, try something else. and we just automatically think and do the same things that we did yesterday, the day before, the day before, the month before, the year before, the decade before, because that reptilian portion of the brain just thinks what's familiar is safe. So the trick is to make the familiar hell unfamiliar and make that unfamiliar heaven familiar. And it's not hard to do. I have a whole section of resources of books on my website. There's just so many people that have uncovered better ways of doing things. And like you mentioned, Wim Hof and his cold therapy is phenomenal. Dr. Joe Dispenza and what he's doing is phenomenal. Tony Robbins is phenomenal. I mean, people that go through, and now we're talking, you know, usually a lot of travel and expense. And if you can do that and you're depressed, then his numbers and outcomes for Date with Destiny is terrific. What I do is very fast and quick. It's 3 sessions over 90 days. So if you're a good fit for that, I'm happy to, you know, meet you on a Zoom call for about a 30-minute discussion and see if that's something that's correct for you. But above all else, there's solutions. I find 2 of the biggest healing energies on the face of the earth are gratitude and forgiveness. I've just seen in my own practice what the effects of those energies can be. And faith is certainly one of them too. So with your connection to God and the Creator, when you feel that connection and when you live that connection, and there's just so many great tools, so many great podcasts, so many great voices out there. I like to say we're living on the shoulders of giants. You're not alone. There's people that have struggled before you. Just tune into different, turn off mainstream media. It's designed to scare you. It's designed to disempower you. It's designed to keep you tuned in. And unfortunately, in my opinion, that's done through fear, and it just doesn't need to be that way. If you need news, there's news outlets that you can get just pure news without all the scary tactics.
Yeah. Amen to that. I stopped watching the news a long time ago for that very reason. It does create a lot of fear. And we know fear is not good. Fear won't help us function well. Well, tell us, let the audience know where they can connect with you one more time.
So you can go to my website, consulttara.com, or you can go to nashvillehealer.com. And if you shoot me a message and you say, Aaron sent me, I have this very sweet little unzip meditation where you can just relax and unzip from all the stress of the day and just go into being nothing for a few minutes and enjoy the delicious space of relaxation. And my podcast, Next Level Healing, is on all platforms. And Aaron, it's just been a delight to be here with you.
It has been such a pleasure. I feel like I could talk to you for hours. I really have felt this pressed upon my spirit the past few episodes that it would be great to just end with a prayer, particularly for the people that are listening. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this conversation with Dr. Tara. It has been so profound, and I just pray over the listeners out there. I just pray that this message would get to the exact right person that needs to hear it today, to fill their heart with hope and to know that they do not have to remain stuck in a pattern of pain, and that they can move into a life that is full of joy and peace and lightness. So use our words, use our conversation to change lives. In your son's name, amen.
Amen.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're feeling blessed by the content here, the number one way you can show me is by leaving me a written review of the show. I'd be forever grateful. Knowing that you're out there listening helps me know that I'm truly living out God's purpose in my life. The other thing you can do is take a screenshot of this episode, share it with a friend, or better yet, tag me on your Instagram stories. Remember, you are seen, known, and loved. May God richly bless you today. All my love, Erin Jean.